Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel today, and Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichron Levrach, of course. And today we continue with our study of Melachim Aleph Perek Dalad. The nation was amazed by Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom, and they were excited that he was the leader. Now, unlike Shaul, who began with people belittling him, and David for the first 7 years was only over a Shevet Yehuda, Shlomo HaMelech is the Melech of all of Am Yisrael. No one questions his authority. And despite his exceptional wisdom, he didn't want to be involved directly in most of the issues of the Malchus. And so he divides up those responsibilities over a number of officers so he can go ahead and study and learn Torah. So in order to avoid complaints over his officers, he makes sure that he chooses people from each and every Shevet. And that is the majority of what our Perek is about. So he appoints Azariah ben Tzadok HaKohen, who was the Kohen Mashuach Melchama, and Elichorif and Achiah, were the scribes, and Yehoshaphat ben Achilud oversaw the work and worked as his Shlomo's secretary. He had to figure out what gets brought in front of the king. And Benayo ben Yoyada was in charge of the army. And Tzadok and Eviasar were the Kohanim. This is a different Eviasar. Shlomo banished the other Eviasar. Others say it was the same person, and when Tzadok wasn't able to serve, he got called up, according to the Ralbag. Azariah ben Nasan was in charge of the people who brought foods for the king and his household. Right, there was 12 people, each responsible for 1 month of the year, says the Mitzudas. Zvud ben Nasan was by the king's side at all times. Achishar saw all the needs of the king's household. Adoni Ram ben Avda was in charge of the taxes. Shlomo divided the land into 12 areas, which corresponded to the 12 months of the year, and each area brought food and took care of the king's needs for a month, so that no one area would have to go ahead and be in charge. And the Navi lists the portions of lands and who was in charge of them. Har Ephraim was in the Ben Hur, Makat Shalavim, Beit Shemesh, Elon, Beit Hanan was Ben Deker, Arubos, Socho, and Chefer was Ben Chesed, the reign of Dor was Ben Aminadav, who, by the way, eventually marries the daughter of Shlomo, Tanach, Megiddo, Beit Shan was Bana. All these other names are listed over here. As it goes further, and during Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus, the nation grows very quickly in number, making up for the numbers who had died in the plague of David HaMelech's time towards the end of his life. Shlomo HaMelech didn't count the nation directly, because that's what, if you recall, what brought on the plague in the first place. But under Shlomo, the Perek tells us, the people went in the Derech HaTorah, and they were prosperous as the sand on the seashore. And that was prosperous not only in terms of the number of people, but also in the material and spiritual brachos that came therein. And the Navi says that this is what we mean. The people were eating and drinking, and they were rejoicing, and they were able to go ahead and benefit and in their avodas Hashem, and the land was filled with very happy people. Right, Ochlim Mishosin Smechem, which is the last three words of our parak, telling us that what the people were filled with a very, very happy excitement. They were in a very content place. Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin to understand what exactly Shlomo HaMelech ruled over and what he does with all the benefits of his rule. Everyone have a great day.